KF.
It is now 8:22 and 77 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Adrian Clow, Marketing Director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center, into the studio with us. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
It is First Friday.
I know. Feels like I was just here like last week.
But time's flying. It is already July.
I know.
And I'm going to remind our listeners, if you have your personal device or computer handy, you can log on to esartcenter.org or just type in Eastern Shore Arts Center.
Yep.
And you can look along with us at the exhibits and what's going to be happening tonight.
Yeah, so if you go to that exhibits tab at the top and go to current, upcoming, and past tab, it'll show you what we've got in the house and what you can see on exhibit tonight at ArtWalk.
All right. Bodies of work.
Yes. So we have in our big gallery, our big Whiting gallery, it's an exhibit titled Bodies of Work, and these are works by three artists, Pinky Bass, Carolyn DeMerritt, and Sonia Langford. And you may know Pinky. She's from this area. She's been in Fair Oak for a really long time. And she has teamed with these two other ladies to form a really powerful exhibit. And Carolyn DeMerritt, she's in the North Carolina area, but she has a series of photographs of Pinky. So if you're looking at the website and you're like, well, that's Pinky, that's not Carolyn, it's actually photographs of Pinky that Carolyn has taken.
Okay.
And so if you go to exhibits and then scroll down, to current. And we've got Carolyn DeMerritt's photographs. They're all black and white. They're all portraits of Pinky. And very powerful, very dramatic lighting. She's got her in different poses, covered with different, powders and stuff like that. And it's just really, really dramatic and really really nice to see, up close. The one that is in the middle of those two, where she's kind of at the bottom of the photograph, that piece is probably about 5 feet tall. And the way that I hung it yesterday, I've got it to where you're almost, looking directly into her eye line, almost, where it's like you're at the same height as Pinky. It's really interesting.
Can I read this? Or
yeah,
you can
sure.
Read
go
it
for
to
it. Go for it.
Explain what we're seeing and why.
Yeah. So this exhibit uses the language of art to express the three phases of the triple goddess. So they're basically using the three life stages of a woman. So all of their series are based on their interpretations of their individual experiences as women, their journeys that they've taken as women throughout their lives. So the art kind of reflects what they've kind of have as a collective unconscious, is what they have termed it.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And Pinky's work, this is Pinky's work, she uses a lot of mixed media. It's doing some funky stuff on her website.
I hit the wrong
as
button.
Always.
I hit the back button. I hit the back button, and imagine that. It went back.
but Pinky's work, it was really interesting to hang, too. She does a lot of she uses a lot of textiles, and all of her pieces use kind of those stitching circles, you know, what you would use to do embroidery work or cross stitching.
Right.
You would have to pin your work down into a circular frame to make it tight to work on. So she uses those circles as basically her frames. And she's got them in these really interesting grids in the exhibit. She does a lot of photo overlays as well. So you can kind of see photos of hands, photos of different types of, she does botanical printing. So she's got a lot of natural colors and elements in there as well.
Very interesting.
So very cool to see it as an exhibit. And I hope when I go in today, I'll take some more pictures and post them to Facebook as well, so you can get another look. And then our second exhibit that we've got is called Off the Wall, and it's the exact opposite. It's completely colorful, and it's works by Betsy Grosso. She's another Fairhope artist.
But we are also focusing on women and women's body parts, it looks like.
Yeah, basically, we've got two big female exhibits.
Psychedelic busts of women.
Exactly. So Betsy, she collects mannequins from everywhere, and she takes them and she paints all over them, and she does psychedelic is exactly what I would call it. Sun, using elements of suns, nature. She does also painting on guitars. She's got about four or five guitars in the exhibit that she's mosaiced, or you've got one that's a bust with a with the head, and it kind of almost has this alien like look to it where it's got antenna coming out of the top of the head. It's really cool. And it's really fun to go into this exhibit because she's also got a series of Wizard of Oz characters that she's done in pottery. And she's got another series of Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh, I want to see the Wizard
pottery
of Oz
too. So she's got some really funky stuff in there.
Maybe you can post some of those.
Yeah, I definitely want to.
We're here when mm-hmm. when y'all are there. But mm-hmm. the beauty of it is these exhibits will open tonight mm-hmm. and then stay for how long?
These will actually be on display for 2 months. So you've got a lot of time to see it. We're hoping, you know, rain or shine tonight, but we're hoping this rain gets out of here so we can still have some people come in. We're actually going to have, you mentioned like starting earlier your weekend for 4th of July. So at the Art Center tonight, we've got hot dogs outside. We'll be grilling hot dogs, and we'll have we rented a snow cone machine too. So bring the kiddos out. We've got some snow cones.
That sounds great way to beat the heat too.
Exactly. And then we'll have Jay Meganson, he'll be on guitar inside, so you can come out of the heat and listen to him play.
Oh, very nice.
And then I don't have it online, but downstairs in our courtyard gallery, we'll have work from our art campers that they've done all week long. They'll have their stuff on exhibit tonight downstairs.
What are these, camps for kids?
So our art camps, mm-hmm. So we'll have, and we don't know what it looks like until today. So it's everything that they've worked on this entire week. They'll put it up today at 3 after their camp.
Cute,
so
cute.
They'll have their grandparents and parents bringing them back tonight for art walk. And they've, it's everything from like watercolor, mixed media. And I've been posting pictures on our Facebook as well, just like up until this point, so you can kind of see what they're working on. So definitely check that out. They made some really cool outer space paintings this past week where they just tore up pieces of paper and spray painted them and made these little space scenes with planets and moons and stuff. So pretty cool.
Sounds like it. Now, let's finish our thought about tonight, and then we can get into what's left to do, perhaps, for the summer camps. But
yeah.
So tonight is 6 until 8.
Yes.
Admission's free.
Admission is free.
And do you have a sponsor you might want to mention?
We do,
providing some wine and food?
Yes. So our sponsor tonight is Harper Technologies, and that's Carl Harper and his brother Abe Harper. They try to sponsor every July, and they'll probably have a table set up tonight as well. And we always have a sponsor every art walk, and that helps us cover the costs of our refreshments, so our beer and wine and the food that we serve as well. So all those hot dogs, that's what covers the cost of all those hot dogs.
I love it. Hot dogs and snow cones outside.
Mm-hmm.
The live music and all the exhibits and the wine, I guess, inside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Harper Technologies, we definitely want to thank them. Carl was actually, he was on our board, and he just rolled off as our board president, but he still is on our board. So we want to do a really big shout out to him. We're very thankful for him and all of his service throughout the years helping us with at the Art Center.
Very nice. Because that's what it takes at the Art Center. You need memberships, you need donations, and then you do fundraisers and classes.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So
what type of classes do we have the rest of the summer?
Yeah, so this is our fifth week of art camp. We're going to take the week off next week for the holiday, and then we'll resume for the sixth week after that. And that's our last week of art camp.
And I'm going to click on education at the top.
Education and our adult and kids classes, if you want to click on that, that starts the week of July 19th.
You've got classes, workshops, summer camps, and field trips and tours.
Exactly.
Cool.
So
a
lot of options. So classes are going to be your weekly sessions. So you can sign up for every Tuesday night for 6 weeks if you wanted to take like a night pottery class or a water color class. That would be, what is it? I think it's Wednesdays mornings or whatever. So you would come every Wednesday for 6 weeks, and then your workshops would be like your 1 or 2 day sessions, like your full day excursions.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and so we've got adult classes, and then we also have a few kids classes that are outside of our summer camps.
Okay.
So if you didn't make it into a camp, go ahead and sign up for a class as well to do that as well. And then
do you have
all
some
camps
spaces?
Are sold out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
All the summer camps.
Oh, yeah. We start getting contacted in March to get kids into camps. It goes so fast.
All the moms are thinking, all right, got to keep them busy.
Exactly. They're making their schedule way ahead of time. And then field trips and tours. If you have a if you have like a Boy Scout or Girl Scout group, if you ever want to come to the art center and make some art, we can kind of accommodate to how many people you have in your group.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. And so you can kind of have an art lesson and a tour of the exhibit on the same day. So, and we can usually accommodate the type of art lesson to something that you may be learning in your class or in your group too as well. So, and we can do an art lesson, like a painting lesson, or we could do a pottery session as well. And sometimes people will mix it up and they'll do both if they've got more time.
Okay.
So yeah, you can check that on our website as well. And event wise, I think on our website all I've got is our art walk going on tonight, and then we're actually starting to plan our Art Of event. So in the past couple of years, we've done Art of the Butterfly, Art of the Sea Turtle. And then what did we do last year? We did Art of the Pollinator, which was all focused on bees and other pollinators. And so this time we may do Art of the Fungi. So it may be like mushrooms and other types of fungi. So,
interesting.
Yeah. We contacted Mushroom Man. Is it Brian Tan? He's over there with Cornucopia. He does like mushroom scavenging and stuff like that,
right.
Learns how to cook with them, shows you how to pick what types of mushrooms are safe to eat and what aren't. So we may have him at the event as well. So that would be coming up in September.
Okay.
So a lot of things going on. Ooh.
But tonight, we'd love for everybody to come to the Art Center for the First Friday Art Walk Open House from 6 until 8.
Yes.
And that's one reason we do our open house from 5:30 until 8:30.
Exactly.
So folks have time to make it to both and to other places.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of shops and galleries and places that may or may not have anything to do with art are often open.
Mm-hmm.
And we have author Cher Graham, who is a contributing author to about a half a dozen books. I think she's bringing four or five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them focusing on motivation and inspiration.
Right.
She's a coach and a motivational speaker, and she's founder of the Gulf Coast Mental Health Coalition.
Her name sounds very familiar. Yes. Does she come on a lot? Does she come on the radio,
too? Do you remember
too?
During the pandemic when everybody was just so stressed out? She did a segment called Mindful Moment.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
That's
just
nice.
To kind of get us all to chill out and deal with the new
meditation
reality that we were in. Thank God.
Exactly.
All right. Well, so folks, everybody come see us at 9 North Church Street tonight, and make sure to go see the Eastern Shore Art Center. We presume everybody knows where it is, but the address is...
It's 401 Oak Street, so right on the corner of Oak and Section.
Right across from the Fairhope Civic Center.
Yes.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Adrian. Anything else?
I think that's it. Hopefully I covered everything.
Okay. And if you can't make it tonight, the normal hours are...
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So you could make a day trip with your, with your
girlfriends. Yeah, that's
true. Go to the art center and have some lunch and... make it a date another time.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is, it's already 8:35, so let me flip over here and we'll take a look at traffic as well as weather. 8:35 and 78 degrees WABF. Good morning.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, Mobile Police reporting a new accident, Dolphin Island Parkway at Douglas Lane. Watch for some possible delays there. Beyond that, though, the delay is cleared I-10 eastbound there near McDonald's.